I call this meeting on the Committee of Idea to order Friday, February 27th, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 405, and on Zoom. Moving to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is this meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, and at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. We'll move on to our land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving to item 4, roll call. Will the secretaries call the roll?
Chair Castro?
Present.
Senator Bolander?
Absent and excused.
Senator Strunk?
Present.
Senator DeBarger?
Absence at this moment, unexcused.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Newbell?
On Zoom.
Senator Dayton?
Present.
Senator Burroughs?
Present.
Senator Evans?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. We're hearing public comment from Paths Independence. All right, let me pull up your presentation right now. Works. Michael, I'm going to be sharing the screen with you, by the way.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay, let's go with present. And you guys can just click on my laptop whenever you need to if you're up here.
Okay.
You can also present over there if you want, or up here. Either way works for you guys.
Okay.
Or whatever works best for you is what I mean.
Sure.
Okay. Are you comfortable, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be wonderful. You still okay, sir?
Yeah.
You want to come up? Sorry, you guys.
This is
so
a small room.
Can we actually? We should probably move these chairs real quick, just over here, even. So
I just want to make sure you guys have space.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
thank you.
I don't want you guys not to have space at all. Okay. Yeah. So just move over here.
Right here.
Yes. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Literally.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Now go for it. Feel free. Well, thank you all for taking the time to let us explain our program. My name is Reagan. And I am a graduate research assistant at Path Independence. I mainly research self-advocacy, trauma, all that good stuff. I'm getting my master's in human development and family science currently. So what the heck is Path Independence, right? So P2I is a two-year inclusive post-secondary education program. Another word that you might hear is IPSE. So if you hear IPSE, it's another word for Inclusive Post-Secondary Education Program. And this is a non-degree seeking program. So all of our students will get certificates by the time they graduate from our program. And our program accepts individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And then P2I, our main focuses are on 3 areas. And those main areas are academics, employment, and independent living. So our academic expectations throughout P2I is our students will always be taking academic classes. They take UNR-centered classes, and then they also take P2I-centered classes. So they will take 2 to 4 classes each semester. It kind of ranges on what they feel they would like to do, what they can handle, all that good stuff. But they will both be those UNR and P2I classes. P2I students are also paired with educational coaches. It is one-on-one support, and those educational coaches will attend class with our students. They can set up study sessions, help them complete their homework, really anything our students need. We support them educationally, emotionally, socially, pretty much any area they need, really. Educational coaches also help with campus navigation, homework, all that good stuff. Alrighty, so employment. Competitive integrated employment upon graduation is the main goal of our program. We want our students working in the workforce that you would see typical students in, right? We've had students who've worked at Tesla, PBS on campus. You're okay. There you go. right now, Dakota. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have introduced you guys.
Oh.
This is Dakota.
Hello.
He's one of our students, and this is Jesus. He's another one of our students.
Hey.
You'll hear from them at the end. I apologize, you guys.
I sent you to not talk.
But we have a lot of different options for what a successful case when it comes to employment is. So Dakota, he works here in the gym. Jesus, he's really into music. This dude is so talented.
Yes.
So he plays in a mariachi band.
Yeah.
That is a successful case for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have two students right now who are getting degrees at UNR as traditional UNR students. That is a successful case for us, right? So it's really what our students want to do, what's going to make them happy, what's going to be successful, what do they care about, all that kind of stuff. Now we can go. So our students are in our program for 2 years, right? So that's 4 full semesters. So our first semester, they're going to take this one class called pre-ETS, and that's all things jobs. So resume, interview prep, elevator pitch, really anything you can think of jobs, right? And they're going to practice and they're going to learn. And this is just the class for right now in that first semester. In their second semester, they're expected to complete work rotations. There are 3 different sets of work rotations, and each set will last 5 weeks. So after each set is done, you're going to a new location. I'm very proud to say that we partner with 7 different locations on campus for our students to choose from. This is a massive increase from the 3 that we used to offer. And that was only like 2 years ago that we used to offer 3. So this is amazing. We offer locations at the police department, PBS, LRC, here in the Joe, at the dining hall, a bunch of different places. And then the goal for this and why we have so many different places for employment is because we want the students to experience a whole bunch of different environments and see what they fit best in, what they like. Also those sensory aspects of the jobs. What do you like, right? And then semesters 3 and 4, we're looking for a job or an internship. So typically in semester 3, they're going to have an internship, sometimes unpaid, ideally paid, right? But they'll do an internship, learn. This is really about learning, right? If there are some mess ups, that is A-okay, we're learning. But in semester 4, if we don't have a job yet, we're going to really be seriously looking, working with the employment coordinator on maybe even applying to some jobs, going to interviews, really starting to hone in on what you want to do. If you don't quite get that job in your 4th semester, then you've got 90 days after you graduate to still work with our employment coordinator. And then, okay, so sorry, like I said, after P2I, if you haven't found your job, or let's say you do find a job in P2I, and then for some reason you end up not liking it, you are terminated, whatever, if you no longer have that job, we are still there to support you, right? Our students don't leave our program and that's it. We always want to be there to support our students. Alrighty, so independent living, this is my niche. I am the independent living instructor, and we do 1 independent living class per semester, and they're gonna rotate. So I'll have you kind of flip through these. It's gonna start with relationships and sexuality. And then we have cooking and nutrition. That one's really fun. Then we have financial literacy. And right now, actually, I'm teaching self-advocacy. And so all of these classes are designed to target on one area of life where students may need that extra, you know, certain things aren't taught in school, right? So we're kind of trying to supplement those things in financial literacy. I talk about stuff like taxes and the boring stuff that no one talks about. So independent living as well. This is why I have Dakota here. Our students live in the dorms. We have how many right now? 5-ish? 5?
Yeah.
So we have 5 students right now living in the dorms. And then next semester, with the applicants that we have, I can only imagine we're going to have 5 to 7 more. And so we're really trying to build, you know, that independence, that freedom with our students. And we have residential coaches who support our students in that side of things. So our educational coaches don't quite do all of that. Ideally, our residential coaches will live in the same dorm. Sometimes, so our students always live in the LLC. Sometimes the head coach or the residential coach might live in like P9 or something. But they'll show, you know, how do we make our bed, do our laundry, that kind of stuff. And then social activities as well. This is another, like the other half of my job. So there's a monthly social calendar that there's a lot of, you know, sporting events. If there's clubs going on, movies, whatever. We really encourage our students to get involved in any and every way that they can on campus. And this is one of the ways we encourage it, is through the social calendar. I also recently started a little punch card situation where if they get 10 punches on their card, they don't have to do a homework assignment in my class. So that's one of the ways we're encouraging social activities. But again, they can receive support from educational coaches. Hey, there it is. There's the punch card. He's got three.
Okay, there.
Yep. So ideally one day we'll have social coaches, don't quite yet. And then also job coaches as well. Job coaches, oh, I love that you both have it. Responsibility.
And
you do too? Oh, that makes me happy. Oh, my heart's so happy. That's perfect. Yep, so again, we also...
We're like...
Yeah, so as you can... That was a perfect example of how we try to teach a lot of soft skills for jobs through little things like punch cards or setting timers to show up to class on time. All that good stuff is the way that we're teaching skills for the eventual goal of employment. And actually, I think that was our second to last slide, so that's fine.
Oh.
I believe our last slide was, anyone have questions?
Did something happen, or?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I think it just went a little black.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait, it wasn't our last slide then.
Whoopsies. There we go.
All right, so the people who qualify for P2I, those who have completed high school are on track to complete high school. So standard, adjusted, or alternative diplomas are accepted into our program. You also have to have a documented diagnosis of either intellectual or developmental disabilities. You need to be able to communicate on your cell phone, and then have appropriate social and safety skills in a public unsupervised setting. This is because our students aren't guaranteed an EdCoach. It's ideal, but there are some days an EdCoach might call out and we don't have coverage. You may need to walk from the office to the Joe on your own, so you need to be able to go unsupervised. And then also, the main thing, you need to want to work after P2I. And then we can skip this one. That's not relevant to this presentation. This is what we show the prospective students. So our program cost, just for transparency, we do charge a cost, just a fee per semester, but also our students pay any fee any student at UNR will pay for. So I'm sure all of you know, we pay for tuition on top of fees like, you know, counseling services, the gym, same thing for P2I students. So that's kind of why that's here, why I'm showing you that. They pay for their books, all that good stuff. So funding. Our students, and you all might know this considering that you're on the IDEA committee, but our students have access to funding sources and you know, their educational services until the age of 22. And that is when they have a documented disability, they have access to the services. And so we are part of those services. So some of our students have IEPs that we work with. We do IEP meetings all the time. So Washoe County or Lyon County School District may pay for some stuff. FAFSA, Pell Grants, the Native American Fee Waiver, our students use those all the time. Also Vocational Rehabilitation, that is an entity who is around here. They work with a lot of people in Reno and Sparks and in this area on vocational rehabilitation. Basically working on getting a job, building those skills, all that good stuff. They not only support our students, but also support them financially. Same thing with the Aging and Disability Services. There is Sierra Regional Center and the Rural Regional Center. They pay a lot of our students' funding, specifically educational coaches. And then, do we have any questions? And by the way, this is Jack. He is a graduate of Path Independence, and he owns his own popcorn company.
Oh, wow. All right, is there any questions, you guys? The chair recognizes Senator Dayton.
Senator Dayton, for the record. So how do students learn about this program?
Yeah, very good question. So in the past, we didn't have very many applications at all because it was really just word of mouth type of thing. But now our amazing director, Nicole Wadden, she is going to high schools herself. She is going to these programs and saying, hey, we exist, come on over. We're doing everything we can just with posting or asking. I believe it was ASUN or another entity like on Instagram to repost our posts. So really just getting our name out there. And it worked because we had over an 80% increase in applications this year. So it was great, yeah. But I would love if you guys wanted to hear from our students. Jesus, if you'd like to go first.
Dakota, you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Here, why don't you take my spot?
All right. Hello, everybody. I don't know if Mary can introduce myself, but I am Dakota Otto. I am from Gearington. It's an hour 30 from here. I live in the dorms. I am a second year student here at UNR and P2I. The dorm life is it's far away from home for me and my friend here, one of them. it's for me, it's been like nervous for my first year as a freshman. And as soon as time grew on, I kind of started to be more liking it. And as a second year, meeting some of my friends with the quote-unquote dorm life, they're still learning on from being away from their families. And I kind of upped up to, like, I kind of
To help teach them,
like to know what to do, like if it's too loud, because the walls are not very thick in the dorm rooms. You could hear anyone like instantly. That's how loud it gets in the dorm areas. And it is hard in the dorm, but overall it's technically kind of like living at your house, but on your own in a way. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm Jesus. I'm also a second year student. Very sad. It's almost over. Reagan's gonna cry without me here. it's a very fun program. I was very shy coming into this program. I think Reagan noticed it. And now I'm more like into everything. I was part of the mariachi club here on campus, but I decided to move on to different things. I recently just started working on my own mariachi here, not in the university, but in Reno, trying to get local. And then I've met a lot of great friends. I've had a lot of great people. Reagan was one of my head coaches in my first year, so it was fun to start with. I just love P2I. I'm very sad that I'm gonna be leaving soon. But thank you guys for hearing our presentation.
Are there any other questions? Oh, yes.
As you guys are in this program, do you guys have any like job prospects? Looking forward to any or as of right now?
Maybe when you go back to Yarrington.
Probably when I go back to Yarrington, because right now I'm currently working here at the jail.
Okay.
As a building operator.
Yeah.
And nice. That's basically what I'm doing, just trying to get the lay of the land of being on a job.
What do you want to do in your
Yarrington? Oh, gosh, there's many jobs in Yarrington.
It's a small town, though.
It is a small town, let's let you know. I don't know what I'm going to be doing after I've graduated and have a job in Yarrington. Don't know yet.
Okay, but you got a job now, right?
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah.
How about Jesus?
Probably thinking about doing like some like host jobs out there. Actually, before this program, I was a host at BJ's and Restaurant at Burnt House.
Okay, nice.
But that was when I lived down there, but now I live more like in Lemon Valley, so it was like, how am I going to waste $20 for you guys if I'm only for like an hour?
Understandable. And then, how about you?
This is my first year.
What's your name again?
Justin.
Justin, nice to meet you. Sorry.
This is my first year being out of dorms, different and at home and stuff. Nervous and stuff. So.
You looking forward to job prospects?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nice. Thank you, guys.
Are they comfortable at all talking about work rotations? You don't have to if you're not comfortable.
Yeah, they're comfortable. Job rotations,
where are you at right now?
Oh.
And your job rotation?
PBS.
You're at PBS.
Okay, cool. That's good.
Yeah.
What do they have you do when you show up at PBS?
Just walk in, the people have jobs for us to work on, put stickers on the books and put paper stack and folder and stuff.
Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're liking it?
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Good.
And you switch on Monday, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? The chair recognizes Senator Dayton.
How close did you guys work with the Disability Resource Center? Are you guys affiliated? Or? Okay.
Yeah, so we're not necessarily like affiliated partner-wise, but most of our students use them for accommodations. More time on tests, being able to move around the room freely, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Senator Radke.
Senator Radke, for the record, with the classes like financial literacy and cooking, do those count towards college credit as well?
So those ones are just P2I, but we are considering possibly opening them up to all of UNR, and then they would be for credit. Yeah.
Are there any other questions this time? Okay, thank you guys so much.
You guys want some Pop Rocks before you leave?
Oh my goodness. Oh, and then I had to ask Reagan, does this get to count towards their punch card, please?
Okay. Yes.
One punch
pop
card.
Pop Rocks.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Wait, Reagan. Reagan.
Oh. Could we take a picture so I can post it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh yes.
I'm entering the pizza.
I don't know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Far,
yeah.
On Monday,
but
I'm
not
going
to
post
this.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, so let me just grab my sweater.
I'm
yeah. Guys, Steven, you're taking me your
photo. Sorry.
I'll go over there if you guys want to come over here.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please, everyone, come over here.
Thank you. We'll have Mike on the back.
Wait, where are we going?
If you guys just want to go over here.
Michael,
go.
We're
going
to take a photo right now, okay? All right.
If you guys want to scooch in to the bathroom there.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Cute. Wait, let me get one more. Hold on.
That's such a weird angle.
Okay, ready? 1, 2. Cute.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank
you so much,
guys.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Given that
we
won't
see
you
in the presentations, I'm going to pull
that laptop back
over here, so we're not going to see
you on the screen.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
guys
so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. To agenda item 6. Moving across to agenda item 6 to agenda item 7, reports. Given the nature of today's meeting, I'm going to say NA for my report. That's Chair Castro. If anyone else would like to report, you absolutely can, but I don't want to steal your time away from 1, the legislation to be considered, and anything else. So moving past Senator Boland or Senator Strunk, do you have a report today?
Yeah, so I'm still kind of wondering about the past legislation or more just kind of like something we're just doing on campus.
So a report can be something you're doing on campus,
okay.
But it can also, Senator Strunk, the record, and then Senator Gasterberger. It can be something you just like do on campus, but also
yeah.
Generally you're expected to meet with your liaison contact that you were assigned and chose to go with last meeting. I would ask that you meet with them or at least digitally correspond with them once every 2 weeks. So once you begin doing that, that's just something you'll be coming back to us and reporting. I met with my liaison contact or I emailed them and talked like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do you have anything else?
Yeah. I guess one thing I've been doing is I'm trying to set up a bike-a-thon, basically. It's where you bike for a certain amount of time, and the time increases depending on how much money you put into it. All the funds go directly to the Ability Experience. It's called a... It's basically a fundraising slash non-profit for people with disabilities. So that's one thing I'm trying to set up, see if we can fit that somewhere on campus. The only things you can't do overnight, so we're trying to figure out that hurdle.
Is there any questions for Senator Strunk?
Yes,
it's very nice.
Who are you working with to set that up?
I've mostly been talking to... Well, it's pretty easy. We just have to set up a place to kind of set up. I've mostly been talking with the Ability Experience. It's kind of like the nonprofit I work with. So I'm trying to see more fix it with them before I actually just put it on campus. Because more or less, we just need to rent out a piece of area. So you can just do that on... What is it called again? I can't remember the specific site. But just somewhere on the Joe, just rent that out. Like, this for land. This so we can have, like, somewhere in place of, like, a pop-up tent. Stuff like that. So, like, it's either just a stationary bike, or you just bike for however long.
That's super cool.
So you can just set up anywhere, just somewhere on the job, and then just have people come by. Like, oh, donate for, I forget the exact amount, but, like, $5 for, like, 30 minutes. Not that bad, but something like that. So it's been mostly just talking with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready for any time for this semester, so now it's just more or less coordinate a good time for the other people in the experience to kind of all do it at the same time, instead of having one person do it by themselves.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Are there any other questions for Senator Strunk? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to Senator Reike. Do you have a report today? Senator Duvall, do you have a report for us today?
Not at the moment, sorry.
That's okay. Senator Dane, do you have a report for us today?
Yes. I'll be fast. So my intern is working on legislation for this committee. She wants to create a first-gen luncheon that happens like every November, and she's trying to put that in like the roles and responsibilities of the IDEA committee. So that's something we should be seeing hopefully next meeting. In the session rules, also, as we're reading through them, the liaison positions aren't super formalized for this committee, so there might be a need for legislation. Trans Visibility Week is coming up at the end of March. We're looking for, me and Castro want to plan an event for that. We're looking for ideas on what the event should be to celebrate. We reached out to a few places, like the Orvis School of Nursing has agreed to collaborate with us, and I'm considering reaching out to the Multicultural Center. So who's the Multicultural Center liaison?
I believe it would be, actually, I just got sent that by you.
Yeah.
Was that on Teams, you said?
Okay, well, I'll just, you can teams do that later.
It's Bolander. Senator Bolander.
Okay. And then the final thing is I emailed the chancellor and the dean, like the dean of academic affairs, about letting students record lectures. And the dean of UNR didn't get back to me, but the chancellor did.
Oh.
And, which is awesome. And he responded, he's like, he's going to bring it up to their agenda with, like, whatever committee's on, and he's going to be back in 2 weeks about potentially changing the NSHE policy to allow students to record lectures, which
that's
is
amazing.
Really awesome. And that's it for my report. I yield.
Are there any questions for Senator Dana? Okay, seeing none, we'll be moving on to Senator Burroughs. Senator Burroughs, your report for us today?
No.
Senator Evans?
No.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 9A, SB 93, a resolution to announce illegal actions taken by Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. So when it comes to this piece, I'm going to open up the floor for discussion. I expect that you've all read it. If you have anything you'd like to amend or discuss, please just state your name for the record, and then I'll acknowledge you and you can say such. Or if there's no discussion, we'll move on to a vote to favorably recommend or just not favorably recommend the piece. With that said, has everyone read the piece, or do we require any sort of recess for people to read it? If we do, that's fine as well. Okay, seeing no apparently things raised, we'll move on to a discussion period. I'll set imaginary 10 minutes for discussion.
I've got it.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Is there any discussion at this time? The chair recognizes Senator Gayton.
I should have talked to you about this beforehand, but the whereas clause on section, line 9 about
line nine.
Trans athletes on campus.
Yes.
Do you think that's like
there are
relevant?
There are a list of amendments that will be made to this.
Okay.
In fact, one of them I can make.
now, I suppose. Actually, no. At this point in time, the language will be changed, but I would like this piece to be seen by the community as it is now for your guys' editions. But it was still, it's still great. So that part about trans athletes is something that will be changed when you will hear it if you're in the committee on SSW or when it hits the Senate. So yes, when it's given to the Senate to be heard. Okay. All right. Are there any other points of discussion? And also, if you move to amend that too, you also can, if you'd like to amend it here in any way, shape, or form. And that goes for all of you. Any sort of amendment that's required can be done regardless, as long as you receive the vote. Are there any other points of discussion?
Oh, can I move to amend, or is that later?
Yeah, you can move to amend.
Okay, I move to amend SR 93, a resolution to denounce legal actions taken by Immigration and Customs Enforcement by, like, annulling or deleting?
Yeah, deleting.
Deleting lines 8 through 10.
8 through 10. Alrighty. And is that, given that that wasn't made through unanimous consent, we're going to move on to a vote. Okay. And just a reminder, that's lines 8 through 10. Does everyone know where that is? Alright, will the secretary call a voice vote?
Yes. Chair Castro?
You don't vote, right?
No.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Senator Bolander's not here. Senator Strunk?
Yes.
Aye.
It's fine. Yeah.
You're okay.
I had a blank in the head.
Senator Radke?
Aye.
Senator Newbell? Sorry.
Senator Newbell, can you hear the discussion that just occurred? Senator Newbell?
Yes.
Was that an
or, like, not remove, but, like, change them?
To remove. The amendment was made to
remove. No, it
was. For clarification.
Okay, it was to remove.
Yes.
For clarification. Okay, yes.
So, aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Senator Dayton?
Aye.
Senator Burroughs?
Aye.
Got you. Senator Evans?
Aye.
Okay. The ayes have it. Got you guys. Oh, yeah. So, yes.
Okay. The motion passes and the piece has been amended as such. I'm sorry, I keep dropping it. All right. Is there any other points of discussion for this piece of legislation? Yes.
Well, first of all, I think it's a lovely piece of legislation, and I think you did an excellent job on it. Senator Dayton, for the record. I think, though, you did the bulk of the work on this, so having it be co-authored by me is, like, misleading.
I can fix that outside of committee.
Okay,
come
that's
on.
Something I need to amend. Well,
no.
I think you should get all the credit for this. This was all you. You did an excellent job.
Anyways, I think we'll discuss that outside of committee personally.
Okay.
That's not an amendment necessarily to be made in committee. But
okay.
That's fine. All right. is there any other discussion on the piece? Seeing none, we'll move on to vote whether or not we would like to favorably recommend this piece. If we do favorably recommend this piece, it'll simply be just like, an add-on when it sees the table. If this committee has seen the piece and agrees with it or would like to endorse it for the table's sake. If you vote no for this vote, that will indicate that you do not want to favorably recommend the piece. It will still see the table, but will be without our recommendation. Seeing that, let's go for a voice call. We can also do it through unanimous. So I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend this piece. Can I?
Through
unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Evans. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Dagan. Is there any, what's it called? Oh my gosh. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes and the piece has been favorably recommended to the Senate body. Alrighty. With that said, we'll now move on to agenda item 10, which is public comment. Is there any public comment to be made at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to everyone's favorite item, agenda item 11. I adjourn the committee on IDEA at Friday, February 27th at 5:14 p.m. in the Joe Geisley Room. Union, room 405, and on Zoom. Oh, yes. For that sake, we will. Yes, absolutely. You're so right. I just forgot to check my messages. Yes. She won't be in trouble at all. It's just if I send it to Lee. Oh, she's about to. So I'm just not gonna. You're right.
I sent because I texted her.
She messaged me and I forgot that she messaged me.
So is she absence excused? Okay.
Yeah, that's my mistake. I didn't check my messages. I forgot. But yes, she's fine.